భాగవతం 10th కంటో 16th చాప్టర్ స్పెషల్లీ కల్యాస్ వైఫ్స్ దర్ ప్రేయింగ్ టు కృష్ణ బికాస్ వెన్ ద రిమార్క్ నా కృష్ణజీ పనిసింగ్ కాల్యా బట్ కృష్ణస్ మూడ్ వాజ్ డిఫరెంట్ కృష్ణ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు కిల్ కాల్యా కృష్ణ వాంట్ టు రెక్టిఫై కాల్యా బట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ అఫెక్షన్ ది రిమార్క్ మే బి కృష్ణ kill your husband. And also they remark their husband changing his own nature. He wants to now surrender at lotus feet of Krishna. They remark from their symptoms, from the remarks of this body. They remark symptoms from their body, from symptoms from Kalyas, the wife's remark. Therefore then now they are praying. Actually a devotee, he don't like to pray. Please just help me, I am in danger, please save my life. This is not pure devotional service. Aslishya Vapadrata. This is not pure devotional mood, pure devotion. Mahaprabhu taught us like that. When we give up everything, this body, this mind, everything, at lotus feet of Krishna. So we are not independent. We are not dependent. And when a devotee is dependent, upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you have real faith, then why you will ask something, just give me, I am in danger, I am in problem. Krishna don't know, he knows. Therefore, Kalyas wife, they are praying in a different mood. Unexpectedly, they remark the symptoms of Kalyas. What are that symptoms? Kalya wants to surrender at lotus feet of Krishna. If Krishna saved Kalya, then glories, the fames of Krishna, it will increase. It is spread throughout the world. Therefore, they are praying and we are hearing all these prayers. Yesterday, we were discussing from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentioned, like wives of Kalya, they are just approaching Krishna there, mentioning to Krishna, Krishna, looks like our husband, in previous life, he was a Vaishnava. But sometimes there is also dilemma, in doubt. If he was Vaishnava, how he become snake? If he had not become a Vaishnava, he had not performed some, we can say, devotional service, in another aspect, how can he achieve such mercy? Now they are in dilemma. One can achieve Krishna's lotus feet by only some pious activities. Pious activities have not such strength. Pious activities means it leads towards bodily pleasure, name, fame, prestige, adoration, some bodily comfort, everything related with body. Pious result will give all these things. And simple activity, it will only give you all these problems. Bodily problems, mental problems, enemies, creating enemies. Even we are performing nice duties or we are very perfect in your own duty, but still you can see always everyone blaming you, you cannot, no one appreciating you. These are the result of simple activities. Only by pious activities, at best one achieve heaven or Brahmalok, not more than that. So how he achieve these things? How our husband achieve these things? Maybe, they are saying to Krishna, maybe in his previous birth, he was a Vaishnava. And what sort of Vaishnava? Nirastamanena chamanadenam. Yeah, this is the quality of a Vaishnava. He don't demand respect. He don't want respect from others. Rather, he is always prepared to give respect to others. And why he want to give respect to others? In his vision, all souls, and they are related with Krishna. If I will not give respect, then Krishna will displease you. Yes. I don't want to displease Krishna. Because my life is to serve Krishna, to give him pleasure. So, that is our idea. I want to give directly pleasure to Krishna. I am serving Krishna. I don't care anyone. Because directly you are serving Krishna and indirectly you are creating problem for Krishna. You are creating such a situation in which situation Krishna will become unhappy. Yes. All living entities are part and parcel. So without pride, maybe our husband in his previous life is giving respect to all living entities, to giving all living entities. Oh, this is a Vaishnava. This Vaishnava, we can say Vaishnava, path of Vaishnavism is very subtle. And to become a Vaishnava, a bona fide Vaishnava, according to standard of Srimad Bhagavatam, according to standard of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very, very difficult, we can say. It is only possible by the mercy of, causeless mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu's devotees. You see, everyone wants respect. Who don't want respect? Anyone can say, I don't want respect? No. Only problem. Actually, yeah, this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. 7th canto, Narada Muni. I just preaching to Yudhishthira Maharaj. This is Maya's, we can say, another trick or Maya's gift, trick, whatever you can say. What is that? This body is given by Maya only to realize two things. These things. Respect. Oh, someone is not giving me proper respect. And someone is giving me respect. In your human life, if you remark, disease is not creating such lamentation or such distress. Disease, once you cure from disease, you can manage yourself. You are eating, you are sleeping, you are talking. But one thing is there, when someone disrespects you, oh, it's very difficult. Such type of lamentation, such type of, I can say, unhappiness. Always day and night, day and night. This verse is there. I'm just forgetting this verse. Nice verse in 7th canto. This body is only given for that purpose. To realize these things. Yes. You want to enjoy anybody? You see, if someone disrespecting, how you are feeling. And someone giving respect to you, how you are feeling. Yes. A lump of matter, flesh, bones, urine, stool, everything is there. And if someone is giving respect, we are thinking, oh, I am happy. If someone is not giving respect, I am the most distressed person. Actually, what is happiness? What is distress? This is Bhagavad Gita mentioning. Nindanam stavasatkara nitkarartha kalevaram. Nitkarartha kalevaram. For that purpose, this body is given to you. Nindanam. Someone will chastise you. Someone will, how can you say, blame you. Blaming you. Yes, even you are not involved in some matter, still blaming is coming. Blaming is coming. Nindanam, stavam. Someone is praising you, appreciating you, giving appreciations. Nindanam, stavam, satkaram. Treating very nicely, welcoming, treating you, serving you nicely. Satkaram, nyatkarartha kalevaram. Sometimes chastising. For that purpose, Maya is giving this money. Just enjoy. You want to enjoy? This is your enjoyment. What is real enjoyment? This is enjoyment. Yes, other enjoyment for 5-10 minutes or... But this enjoyment for whole life. Oh, I am great. I have this certificate. I have this medal. What? Trophy. Yes. I have this medal. I have this one. I have that one. Whole life. Why you disrespect me? This body, the gift of Maya to realize these things. Satkara netkara arthi kalevaram. Pradhana purusya rajan avivekana kalpito. Because his question was, Yudhishthira Maharaj's question was, why Shishupala is, we can see how Krishna just liberated Shishupala, how give liberation to Shishupala. This Shishupala, which continuously, beginning of his teeth, there is a saying, this is Bhagavatam, when his teeth arise, from that moment, he chastising Krishna, blaming, chastising, using harsh words. But how Krishna deliver him? Give liberation. This was his question. Then, first answer, Narada Muni is giving. Pradhana Purusya Rajana Avivekana Kalpite. A person, because he is in Aviveka, how can I say, he has no proper understanding, proper intelligence. His intelligence is polluted by Maya. He is thinking himself body. So, someone giving respect and disrespect, he is feeling respect as happiness, disrespect as distress. But for Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is absolute. It's absolute. If you say gold as stool, but still gold is gold. But if you sell to stool as gold, stool is stool. Yes, Many people, 1,000 people will come and they said, no, no, this is not gold, this is stool. No, gold is always gold. You cannot change its nature. Even you put in fire, you put in water, you put in within the mud, you put everywhere. You cannot destroy even gold. His particles are there, he's natural. You cannot melt him. You may do anything. He's always gold. Even a small metal have such power. He's always gold. Always dazzling, here below. What to speak about Krishna? Even you chastise him. He's not accepting anything. We have body and we are in bodily conception of life. Therefore, if someone is praising us, we are immediately digesting. Oh, he's praising. To whom he is praising? He's praising to soul. If someone is praising, oh, this Maharaj is very nice Maharaj. To whom you are praising? We are praising to me, to my body. We are not praising to my soul. Because you don't know where is my soul. You have no knowledge about the soul. You are not appreciating Krishna, Guru. Pradhana Purusha Rajana Vivekana Kalpitam. This is Aviveka. We can say, no proper and intelligent. Why you are asking this question? This refers to a conditioned soul. It is not applicable to a conditioned soul. It is not applicable for Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even someone is chastising, even someone is praising, even someone is blaming, even someone is condemning, still Krishna is Krishna. But he is connecting. When he wants to blame someone, you have to think about him. When you want to chastise someone, you have to think about him. And you have to speak about him. He is ill maybe, but when we are speaking the ill of others, the whole picture, his nature, his attitude, his way of dealing, everything comes to your heart. Then you can praise or you can say his ill or fault. Remark, if I want to praise you or I want to chastise you, then I have to brought all your natures in my thought and keep in my heart. And then I will judge, oh, Janaknath Prabhu is like that, he is like that. You see, I am judging in my heart, thinking. Then I am speaking. And for Krishna, even someone is chastising, he just bring Krishna, how can I say, he just brought Krishna's teacher, Krishna's activities, Krishna's form, everything inside the heart. And judging, oh, Krishna killed. He's killed his uncle. Huh? He's dancing with gopis. He's thinking about Krishna. He's thinking about Krishna. This was the statement of Narad Muni. Krishna is absolute. Anyhow, if someone is connected with Krishna, he can get the absolute treasure. Yes. This is Krishna consciousness. Those are ill-fated, they are unable to understand what is Krishna consciousness. Yes. What is Krishna consciousness? Very difficult. Prabhupada bring, we can say, but this world, bring this word from spiritual world. He was from spiritual world. Therefore, he brought this specific word, Krishna consciousness. Oh, this very heavy word. Spiritual. This word is from spiritual world. Krishna consciousness. Before people don't know Krishna consciousness, then only know two things. Only there are usually people, even they not using this word, devotion. People are saying, bhakti. Bhakti, pray, you have to pray to Krishna, you have to worship Krishna. But all these Krishna consciousness, when Krishna is in your consciousness, your body, your mind, your senses, everything is now. Because consciousness reflects what he had achieved. This is, if in your consciousness Krishna is there, your senses, your activities, your mind, your intelligence, everything is Krishna, with Krishna. This word from Golagurunda, Krishna consciousness, International Society for Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Anyhow you think about Krishna. Narad Muni is saying, even someone thinking Krishna is bad, he is my enemy, okay. You cannot think someone as enemy. Superficially you cannot say someone, he is my enemy. No. Enemy means you have to think about his qualities, his activities. How can you say I am your enemy? You have to judge me scrutinizely. You have to remark me. You have to remark me. My activities, my dealings, then you can say, oh, he's bad. If someone is remarking, someone is blaming Krishna, then what should be his duty? His duty was scrutinizedly remarking Krishna's activity, how he's walking, how he's जसं डीलिंग्स, हाऊ इज चिटिंग अदर्स, हाऊ इज जस्ट ट्रीटेड दुर्योधन, एव्हरीथिंग रिमार्क, दॅट मीन्स इज इज थिंकिंग अबाउट कृष्णा. वी कॅन से इज कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस बट नॉट इन डिव्होशनल मूड, बट इज कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस इन पर्सनल मूड. In his personal mood, he is Krishna conscious, right? But not in devotional mood. Like conscious, Shishupalas, Pratikula Bhakti. Yes. Personal mood, there is Krishna consciousness. Very difficult for... And Yudhishthira Maharaja, he asked the same question. How it is possible someone can 24 hour think about his enemy? Anyone can think? 24 hour not possible to think about Krishna with love and affection. How Shishupal Dandabhakras? Conscious. All demons, 24 hours they are thinking about Krishna. And thinking Krishna as enemies. He said, yes, this is possible. And this is my opinion, Narada Muni is saying to Yudhishthira. This is my opinion. This is in 7th canto. This is my opinion. Rather than friendship, you can remind someone, you can always remember someone through enmity. Even for condition solution. If someone is your enemy, oh, his name, if he knew here, ah, immediately consciousness can. Immediately. But then someone can say, okay, then I will become Krishna consciousness, like personal Krishna, personally Krishna consciousness through enmity. He said, no, it is not possible for ordinary person. When you are eating, you cannot think about your enemy. When you are sleeping, you cannot think about your enemy. When you are enjoying with your wife, you cannot think about your enemy. Because all these demons, they are Krishna's. They are not demons, they are Krishnas. They came to fight with Krishna. Krishna want to release. Vishnu want to release the fighting mellow. Yes. 24 hours. Like Kansa, 20. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Prapivan. Bhanjan, Sayanam, Prapivan. Apasyan, Tanmayo Jaga. Tanmayo Jaga. Jalaki devotee is in ecstasy always. Where is Krishna? Everywhere is Krishna. Everywhere is Krishna. Here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. Kansa was like that. Out of fear. Bayat Kansa. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Yes. Gopya Kamat. Many gopis, they only know Krishna. Nice. Like, not eternal gopis. Like, how can I say? Like, associates. Other gopis, they are thinking, Krishna is a nice boy. He's a nice young guy. You want to? Please, Krishna, we want to enjoy with Krishna. Gopya Kamat. 24 hour thinking. Yes. This power of love. Lust have no power actually. Lust have no power. Lust have only one power. To destroy you and to destroy your lover. What is lust power? You destroy your life and destroy your lovers. Yeah. Because when lust means more you close, more you stay far. Because no satiation. No satisfaction. Always disagreement. This is lost and love. This is love. Gopya Kamat. 24 hour. No satisfaction. To see Krishna. Yes. Always thinking. Gopya Kamat. They achieve perfection. Gopya Kamat. Bhayat Kansa. All are Krishna consciousness. Narada Muni is giving example to Yudhishthira Maharaja. Why you are blaming Shishupal? Personally, someone can Krishna consciousness, or directly someone can become Krishna consciousness. Like you can say, like someone can think Krishna as friend and become Krishna consciousness, and someone may think Krishna as enemy, he may be Krishna consciousness. Jena kena upayana mano Krishna nivesaya. Anyhow you have to think about Krishna. Yes. Easiest and shortcut way. Therefore Mahaprabhu said, okay. Shortcut and easiest way. Holy name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Yes, this is the easiest and shortcut way to remember Krishna, to think about Krishna. Otherwise, we have no love, therefore we are not realizing Krishna is our only friend. And also artificially we cannot say Krishna is our enemy. If enemy, you want to create enmity to someone, I'm going to say, personally, some person is required. I want to create enemy with you, not with your picture. I can keep one picture of Janagna Prabhu and every day I want to beat him, I want to chastise him, you are nonsense, you are like that. I cannot say. The person is required. Personal, yes. So for us, this is not the way. Yes. Gopya kamat bayat kansa. 24 hour cry. Kansa was Krishna consciousness out of fear. Yes. Now everyone is in fear. For corona, I'll die. What will happen? I may die. And just follow Kansa. Be Kansa. If you don't want to become a devotee, just follow Kansa. Kansa 24 hour thing. Oh, maybe Krishna will come. Maybe Krishna will finish my life. Now we are like thinking, oh, maybe Corona. This is nonsense. Think about Krishna. Out of fear. We have no fear actually. What is that fear? We are eating, we are sleeping. What is fear? No fear. We are enjoying still. Still people are enjoying. Drinking. Eating flesh. Meat, wine, oh man, they are enjoying. What is fear? If fear is there, how can someone enjoy? Kansa was not enjoying. And you are eating and thinking about Krishna. If he is within his sabji or within his rice, he is find out only black, something black, like some mustard. Ah, Krishna. And within his kingdom, he stopped one thing. No one can utter eight. Ashtam, eight. Because in Krishna, yeah, in eight, you know, Krishna will come. He knows Krishna will come in Devaki's. Krishna will come as Devaki's son in 8th womb. He said, no one can utter 8. And no one can come to me with black hair. This is Krishna. Yes. Vanjan. April, when eating, when sleeping. Apasyantanamaya jagat. He was 24 hour Krishna consciousness. Fear, out of fear. Narad Muni is appreciating. Bayat Kansa. 24, maybe Krishna. You see. Indirectly Krishna, personal Krishna consciousness, personal. In his one way, he is my enemy. Yes. Prayat Kansa. Dvesat Chadvadayan Ripa. O Yudhishthir, other demons are there. They are very envious to Krishna. Chadvadaya. Chadvadaya means Chedi's son, Shishupal. Very envious. You see? Envious. They can't tolerate Krishna. He's always blaming. Teeth came out from that day, just starting Krishna Sahaja. Yeah, this is in Bhagavatam. When he start to speak from that day, only chastising Krishna. And he starts Krishna. And he achieved perfection. Yes, he achieved perfection. This is Krishna consciousness. That whole life one someone is chanting, someone paying obeisances, someone saying Hare Krishna, he will not achieve perfection. Yes. Krishna have full confidence. I am full of opulence, I have full power. I am a lover, I am a devoted person. I know how to give proper respect to a devotees. I know how to give a proper result to a devotees. I already promised in Bhagavad Gita, but this is our misfortune. We are so ill-fated, we have no faith on Krishna. That is lacking in our spiritual life. If Kansa 24 hour thinking, Chadya, the Sisupalas, Kansa 24 hour thinking Krishna as enemy and Sisupal 24 hour just chastising with harsh words out of his enviousness towards Krishna. He achieved perfection. A devotee who is chanting at least 2 hours and running prasadam, offering tulsi to Krishna, he will not achieve perfection. But where is our fire? Where is our fire? Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, Adusratta. Yes. You cannot build something if there is no foundation. Yes. If foundation is weak, it will collapse. That is happening in Krishna consciousness. A tinge of doubt will come means you perish. Sansaya Atma Abhinasyati, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. Teach of doubt towards Guru and Krishna, towards Parapra system, towards Holy Name, towards deities. No, I am incapable, unqualified. You can say any nasty word, you can add with you. Yes, we have to pray like that. I am unqualified. I mean, just condemned person, useless. This is my quality. But I know who you. All my fault. I am such a degraded person. But your position, you are always supreme. As supreme, you should do your duty. You don't want to see my qualification. If you see my qualification, you cannot serve mercy. Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sir. Like that. His prayer is there. If Krishna wants to see our qualification, no one can achieve Krishna prema. No one can return to Golok Vrindavan. If your friend, even you have some friend, you have some family members, they are very nice, cooperative, gentle, they have love and affection. How can you make friendship with the other? Someone is uncivilized. You can stay. Even when we are traveling in flight, even when we are traveling in train, if you can find it one uncivilized person, 6 hours you are just suffering. Ah, this person is like that. But how Krishna is tolerating everything? Because we are part and parcel. He don't want to see our qualifications. If Krishna want to judge our qualifications, he want to, how can you say, examine our qualifications. No one can go to Golok Vrindavan. Forget about Golok Vrindavan. We are not eligible even to go to heaven, but to speak of Golok Vrindavan. But Krishna want to see our one thing, how sincere he is. Someone is fallen. Many persons we can find in this world, their level is, everyone knows their fallen, but they are very sincere. I can give many examples. The sweepers, those are cleaning street, the sweepers, they are very sincere. They are arranging, maybe in India I saw in city, 3:34, they are sweeping, cleaning street, cleaning offices. What is their positions? Sweepers. But they are very sincere. You know, one like not in West, in India we have this group. In Westerner, you know, the car is coming, just cleaning your tank, bathroom tanks. No, not bathroom tanks in West. Everything like sewage is there. But we have some specific person, they are so degraded. We cannot say degraded, they are so dedicated, we can say. You just call them, they can come, they can just clean your stool, tanks, everything. They are very sincere. They are not realizing, they are not just thinking, okay, how? Why I will clean this person's stool? You don't think they have no other business? They cannot enter my other process? He is sincere. No, my father was doing like that. I will do like that. What is the problem? We are born in such a degraded family. This is our family business. Many prostitutes, they become Krishna consciousness. What to become? Fully Krishna consciousness. Then one can say, how they are... They are prostitutes. How they are leading their life as prostitutes. Only for that they are thinking, we are so degraded. We are so simple persons. We born in such a dynasty. What to do? Our mother never trained us. If you go to society, people will blame us. Whatever, in which position or whatever situation you may be, just realize your position and pray to Krishna. This is Tanastitta. Realize your position and pray to then that prayer will touch Krishna's heart. Yes. Not qualifications. You can find. Yes. Sometimes I heard from one story in Vrindavan. You know in Vrindavan nearby Govinda temple there is a Ranganath temple. Ranganath is there. The famous temple. Expensive. Very expensive temple. They use so much Lakshmi in that temple. And he was like Mahanta, how can I say? He was like Guru at that time, as the leader. But he was so humble. Very learned. So if some competitor is coming, before especially Brahman scholars, they are coming, they want to compete with gurus. Spiritual leaders, because always there in India they have you can say like they have enmity. They think Vaishnavas are never think Brahmins are enmity, but like opposite parties. Brahmins always think Vaishnavas are our opposite parties. So one Brahmin came, he's very scholar. He want to argue and he said, no, I am not a qualified person. He said, no, no, no. If you are not a qualified person, then how you are in chief post? How you are in guru post? How you are managing this temple? Just give up. He said, no, you have to give answer. You have to give answer. I am asking these things. Ask something in Sanskrit. And it was that time that some festival was going on, and Ranganath was sitting over elephant, and circulating, and devotees are performing kirtan, and Pandit came sometimes. The procession just start, he came. But when Pandit asking these things, then he prayed to Ranganath, he prayed to Vishnu. So I am such a degraded person, even I don't know who am I. How can I give you answer of some philosophical questions? And he pray in such a humble mode. I am so fallen, and Pandit was there. Pandit, this scholar, he is thinking in a different way. But Lord cannot tolerate. He is such a elevated Vaishnav. But thinking himself, oh, I am so humble. Yes. And you know, Ranganath just arrived from elephants. How can you say? Yeah. From elephant he just arrived. And in front of everyone he embraced. He said, I can't tolerate in which mood you are praying. You are so fallen, I am so degraded. Yes. Krishna don't want to see our qualifications because he is the most qualified person in this three world in the universe. And all qualities, all you can say, art nature, export nature, everything is coming from Krishna. How can you please Krishna? By your tinge of qualities. Yes. And this quality is mixed with mood of material nature. How can you please? Not possible. But our sincere effort, you know, how can you say, when Ramchandra Mahaprabhu was preparing, He is going to Lanka. He was preparing a bridge within this one. Squirrels, you know, this is, how can you say? Squirrels. Squirrels. You ever saw squirrels? In India, squirrels. You have to see. Here, not here. Then, you saw already. Yeah. In my opinion, you can see. Five lines like that. Because all monkeys, they are trying their best. They are showing their expertness. Where monkeys, they are throwing big stones. They are carrying heavy stones. Carrying heavy load to construct this bridge. Is it possible? If someone is very qualified person in front of him, you are not qualified, you are doing small things. No, you don't want. Encouragement is not coming. Enthusiastic is not coming. Because he is such a great man. He's just doing all the other things. I cannot do anything. But he tries best. You know, he's always standing. And 2 feet and other 2 feet eating like that. He have the trick. He know how to walk in 2 feet. So within his two hand, we can say, in two leg, front hand. He's just bringing some muds, some soils. And just throwing over this bridge. Where the big monkeys, they are bringing, looks like a big mountains. But Ramchandra don't want to see the work. Lord don't want to see your qualities, your efforts. Lord wants to see your sincerities. How sincere you are and which mood you are in. Either you are preaching or worshipping or cooking or whatever you are doing. Whatever you are doing. If your mood is not in proper, you can say, in proper way to please Guru and Krishna, and you are not sincere, Krishna will not accept anything. His bhavagraha is full. He is full of a full hand. And most qualified, we can say, the most qualified person within the three universe, you can find. They are with Krishna. We are singing, We are singing. If Visakha, she will sing, you will cry and you will become mad. Experts. Expert musicians. Expert everything. All expert persons. Souls. They are with Krishna. But still Krishna wants our service. What is that service? That service, sincerity. Our sincerity and our proper mood to please. We are insignificant, very small, but still Krishna, please accept. This is my position. This Krishna consciousness means we have to cultivate our mood through Srimad Bhagavatam, through Vaishnavas. Don't be proud for your so-called qualifications. It is coming from Krishna. But if you don't develop proper mood, same qualification will create problem for you. Pride will come. Yes. You don't think someone is singing, someone is speaking. Everything is coming from Krishna, from Guru and Krishna. Everything is coming from Guru and Krishna. You just ask any preacher in ISKCON before he was a preacher, before he knows Shastras. No, by Guru and Krishna's mercy. But if you not maintain sincerity and effort to please Guru and Krishna withdraw. Spiritual power and same quality is there, same expertise is there, now it is material. You withdraw spiritual potency. You understand? Yes. Like someone is singing. If Krishna is sincere and Krishna's spiritual potency is there, he can change many devotees' heart. But if his mood is different, then Krishna withdraws spiritual power. Now he is singing. He may please to others, but he can create devotional mood in someone's mind. You are speaking, yes, good. You know Shastra, you can speak, no problem. You may speak. But if Krishna and Guru's spiritual power is not there, then you can create a devotional mood, a sincerity in someone's heart, because this is spiritual power. And we are not preaching to body, we are preaching to a soul. And you can awaken, yes. My English is not good. You can awaken the consciousness of soul by spiritual power, not by expertness, not by material things. Krishna wants our sincerity. He is always ready. Yes. And actually our position is very insignificant. Very fallen. But we are not realizing this is a misfortune. Still, like Ramji, when he saw this squirrel bringing, trying his best, so please, he just again said, he's putting his hand. Yes, still you can see the fingers. No, everyone in India, sometimes in Orissa special, we are feeding and we are giving us proper respect. Ramdut, we are saying, he's a messenger of Ram. Yes. Where Hanuman, where Sugreeves, where Nala Nilas, they are like, they have power like 10,000 elephants power. But just remark this core. Krishna, Ram accept his mood and sincerity. Yes. This is our qualification. What is our qualification in Vaishnavism? Our mood, sincere effort. Yes, we have to try our best. How can we please Krishna, you see? How can you please Krishna? No. We can please Krishna? Possible? Chintamani prakara sadvasu kalpa vrukhyam. Where is reciting this from? Chintamani prakara sadvasu kalpa vrukhyam. Lakhya vrutesu suravira vipalayantam. How can you please? What we have? We have how many cows? How many times we can feed Krishna? Where is our consciousness? Yes. We cannot please Krishna, but when we develop sincerity and we make Krishna, oh Krishna, you are my own man, but I am such a fallen person. Like there is a saying in Uriya, how can I say Brahman? Dwarf, huh? No, can I say dwarf? Huh? You are dwarf. A short person. Brahman, there's the dwarf says in came in a different form. A short person, like Brahman, dwarf. If he want to catch moon, is it possible? Not possible. And our Goswamis, like Krishna's Kauraj Goswami, Vrindavan's Thakur, they are always repeating saying, just like a dwarf, you want to touch moon. I want to glorify you. Like that. I'm trying, but it is not possible. They glorify their best. Actually, they are not glorifying Krishna. Through them, Krishna is glorifying himself. Mahaprabhu. But still they are saying, I am like a dwarf. But I want to touch the moon. Yes. We have actually, tattva is here. We have no power to please Krishna. When we try like this squirrel, and he pleases himself to see our effort, to see our sincerity, to see our dedication, little dedication, and our mood. He is pleased with our mood. Oh, he thinking himself so fallen, but he is trying his best. We have no power to please Krishna. This is the way to please Krishna. Be situated in that position. That is our position. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinandapis. And here Nagapatan is saying, yes, Nirastamanena Chamanadena. Oh, this is very dangerous. Very dangerous, these qualifications. Yes. When you achieve all these qualifications, oh, so many false prestige. Many people will praise you. Ah, you are like that, you are like that. He is a surrender soul. He is a, sometimes they say the pure devotees. How you know we are pure devotees? How you know us? They will say many things. Even you accept one word of their preachings, your life is now stuck. Your spiritual life is now stuck. That great crowd. Yeah. 1,000 people appreciating me. Wow. But we don't know. We came through mother's womb. We are not Sukhdev. We came through mother's womb. And who we are before meeting Sadhu and Guru? Remark. Realize your position. It's very heavy. To realize our own position, that is, we can say the influence of sadhu sangha to realize our own position. Nija tattva janiyar sansara na chay, kene ba bhajilu maya kare haye haye, kende valeo he Krishna amitabh das, tomara charana chadi haino sarvanas. This is the prayer, Prambivarta, Yudhananda Pandit. When we are actually performing sadhu sangha, we will build this nature. Where is our? Many lives, you can say, many years we are performing sadhu sangha, but this mood is not coming. Nija tattva who I am. I am Maya Das. 24 hours, like one poet. Although he was, he is Kabir. He is although, we are not accepting Kabir, but still is following Vaishnavism, something. He said, my position, he said in one of his songs, my position is just like a hog. Which hog? Which hog? The hog who is always residing within the village. Grama Sukari. Why? He's always, these hogs, those are residing, those are staying within the village. They want, if someone passing his tool, I want to eat. Yes. Not Vana Sukara. I'm not a hog or boar within the forest, because they are not eating stool, they are eating, how can I say, roots. But I am such a hog who is residing in village. Yes. And I am always busy. Where is enjoyment? Where is material enjoyment? Yes. One of his song is writing like that. Yes. All, you see, those are a lady achieving Krishna prema. The pure devotees, their mood is it. That mood. Pranada Vishnichan mood. Natural mood. Yeah, this is very difficult for a conditioned soul to realize his one position. Yes, only sadhu sangha. If you hear from sadhus sincerely and allow Krishna katha to your heart, and with simple heart, oh yes, sadhu is not, this person is not saying, sadhu is not saying anything. Who is sadhu? He is just speaking through his tongue. Huh? Sadhu is not saying this thing. Bhagavad is saying. Acharya is just saying. Person is not saying something. If Krishna's spiritual energy descended through sadhus, and it enter to your ear and it touch your heart. Then you can realize your position. Oh, I'm such a fallen 24 hour. I'm just wasting my time. I'm not praying, I'm not doing anything. Then you can cry. For Krishna, please help me. Kinde bolay, oh Krishna. I'm your servant, but I'm just Ainanda Tanuja Kinkar. This mood will come. Kinde bolay, Tamara Charana Chadi Hailu Sarpana Sai. I just give you your lotus feet. Oh, now I'm in problem. I just lose everything, material and spiritual, everything. Kakuti kariya Krishna dake kabar. Kripa kari Krishna tare chadana sansar. After that stage, when he pray once to Krishna. You understand? Now you are praying 2 hours. Not 2 hours required. Once. In this mood. Ranandapi mood. Krishna, I am your. But falsely I am posing as a master in this material world. Even I am a devotee, I have no devotion. Kindi bulava, hey Krishna, amitabhadas, tumara charana chadi huila. Kakuti kariya Krishna, dake kava. This is kakuti, how can you say? With humble mood, with praying mood, you can say kakuti means someone is, can say, perfect of all qualities. You understand? Yes. And he's just like facing so many problems and he wants help. When you are facing many problems and you want help. When you have a serious disease, when you are approaching a doctor, in which mood? Suppose you are traveling, you are arriving just in Delhi and flight left. In which mood you are approaching companies? Bride mode? Please, you arrange, please. Please, I will be in problem, I am a diseased person, please. In which mood? Oh, this mood is not coming. Activities is going on. But this mood is not coming. Yes. And we have to continue these activities, this Krishna Seva. And we have to continuously pray. If Guru Krishna Sava mercy, this mood comes through Sadhu Sangha. Then you can know your position. Then you can pray. Once even, Kakuti Kariya Krishna Dake Kavar. Yes. Even once you pray with this mood, Kripa Kari Krishna Tare Chadana Sansa. Krishna. Once in that mood, if you chant Krishna's name, Krishna is our mercy. And he said, come to me. I can tolerate. In which mood you are praying, this is very intolerable for me. Krishna is like that. Yes. Oh, this is our prayer. This is our prayer. Therefore, they are realizing who? Nagapatni. To please Krishna is not easy, not at all easy. And someone can please with this mood, Omanina Manadena. But how Krishna accept Kaliya? He is dancing over his head. And when he is dancing, not in anger mood, not in angry mood. Rather, just laughing, dancing. That means enjoying. Krishna is enjoying. That means Krishna already accepted Kaliya. But he is now in snake body. What he had done in his past life, surely he was Vaishnava. And not only a general Vaishnava, a special Vaishnava, like Nirastamanena Chamana Dinam. Yes, he is giving respect to all living entities. How can you give respect to other? When you think yourself humble, then you can give respect to other. When you think you are unqualified person, then you can give respect to other. When you think you are qualified, you cannot give respect to others. You know, when presidents, both presidents, like your Holland, Netherlands president and Indian president, when they meet each other, they are giving respect or not? Shaking their hands. Huh? Actually, they are not giving. I am president, you are also president. They looks like they are giving respect, but actually the pride. Through their pride, they are appreciating each other. Through their pride. Yes. There is a different mode. Material mode and spiritual mode is totally different. And you can conquer this unconquerable Lord, not by quality, not by quality, rather by your disqualifications. You can please, you can conquer the unconquerable Lord by your disqualifications. What is your disqualifications? What is your disqualifications? Just find out it. Many lives require to find out our disqualifications. Many lives. Minds not admitting this is your disqualifications. You are a qualified person. When you think you are a disqualified person, you cannot stay in material world. Two ways. You understand? When you feel you are a disqualified person, you may give up your life or you may crazy. And other, another hope is there. When you feel disqualified, then no one can save me except Krishna. No one can save me except Krishna. And mind is not allowing us. Always prompting, you are a qualified person in this world. Everyone, this is Maya. What is Maya for us? Wife is not Maya for us. Son is not Maya for us. Okay, so if someone is family person, for them it's different. Even for sannyasis, gurus, sannyasis, brahmacharis, vanaprasthis, this is Maya. Mind is not allowing us to realize our own position. It's always prompting. You are qualified. You are right. That you are saying is good. It's not allowing us to go to that stage. Yes. When sincerity, we develop sincerity and sometimes this mood mixed with sincerities. Then unconquerable Krishna, you can conquer unconquerable Krishna. That Krishna one. He's so great. What is our greatness? This is our greatness. What is our greatness? I am great in front of the Lord. This is our qualification. I am great. We are showing our greatness. This is our devotion. Yes. Totally we can say we are leading our life in the opposite way. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpula tranadapi nirastamanya chamanadena. Yes. And also for conditions, we cannot blame. Policy is there, body is there, karmaphala is there. What he can do? Only one hope, only by sadhu sangha. If we allow sadhu's words, Krishna's words, Bhagavatam's words through his ear, inside the heart, then it may be possible. Super soul will give you proper intelligence and reveal your surup. And you will cry like a helpless, disqualified person. And Krishna is waiting. Krishna is just waiting to reciprocate with us in that mood. But that mood. And spiritual releasement actually comes from that mood. Yes. Why affection is not coming? Affection is coming for body. Why not affection is coming for Krishna? Everything is stuck by this pride, arrogant nature. Yeah, dastamane chamanadinam. Therefore, they are saying, surely our husband, previous life was a Vaishnava. It looks like. Otherwise, how he achieved these things? How he achieved your mercy? Yes. And we are praying to Guru for that. Krupa bindu diya karai dasi trinapekhyatihina sakala sahane bala diya. You see, we are so disqualified, even we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to pray. And what to pray? In which mood we have to pray? Yes. And acharyas already pray for us. You have to pray to Guru like that. How I'll become humble. Give me mercy. Shower just a little more so that I will become humble. I will tolerate everything. Then I can chant your name. Yeah, this is a very heavy tattva. Bhagavatam. Yes. Tomorrow we'll hear more. Oh, I have desired to finish this verse today. What? I don't know. We go in different direction. Krishna is giving some different intelligence. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. जय ग्रंथरश्रीमद भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद श्री गुरुदेव राधा माधव गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय निताय गौर परमानंद।